Scott. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. We were a little struggled to get a hold of Susan, but hopefully maybe she'll still call in here. But this is a fundraiser coming up at the Bourbon Cowboy at the end of the month, Saturday, July 31st. And it's part of Denim and Diamonds, right, Mackenzie?
That is right. So the Bourbon Cowboy has always supported Denim and Diamonds in whatever capacity they possibly can. And so when we approached Susan this year with some different options, this was something that she had been wanting to do for a while now. And so it was a perfect opportunity to start a new event in our community, hopefully an annual event that can take place every single year while also supporting our Denim and Diamonds fundraising campaign.
Well, I know in the press release, and you're saying a new event, but it is kind of an old-fashioned event, right? Dance-a-thons are kind of, it's like a way back machine a little bit to have a good old-fashioned dance-a-thon.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you mentioned that because that is one of the things that I know Susan really wants to carry through into this event. She wants to get numbers pinned on each of the couples, just like they did back when this all first started, so I'm really excited. I know that the Bourbon Cowboy does some awesome things with everything that they host, and so I expect nothing different from this. I think it's going to be a great addition to our community.
All right, so a dance-a-thon at the Bourbon Cowboy, Saturday, July 31st, raising funds for Denim and Diamonds. Some of the information I got, it's $100 per couple. It's limited to the first 30 couples. Check-in starts at 7, and dancing will start at 8 o'clock on July 31st, and before, I think they're going to have like a 50-50 drawing there, and some other stuff going to help raise some money, and it looks like the winning couple will have a nice gift basket that they have a chance of winning, correct?
Yes, you nailed all of those details. You got it exactly right, and the winning couple does get a $250 grand prize, so we are excited about that, and there's going to be some just different fun things. We talked about doing some contests for maybe the best dress or the best dance moves or I don't know. You know, they'll definitely find ways to make it fun and entertaining for everybody involved. And, you know, you did mention that the couples are going to be limited to 30, and that's mainly because that's what the dance floor can hold. But we definitely want to let people know that there's plenty of room for spectators, and this is definitely something you'll want to spectate.
Right. I have a feeling a dance-a-thon is as much of a participation as it is a spectator activity.
Yes, yes. I have a huge smile on my face just thinking about what this could turn into. So I'm really excited about it. I just want to give a huge shout-out and kudos to Susan and her team at the Bourbon Cowboy. I think it's wonderful and amazing that, you know, they can continue to come up with just some fun ideas like this and keep everybody on their toes, and they're always looking for ways to support Denim and Diamonds, and we so appreciate them for that.
All right, real quick, before I let you go, you might remind everybody what Denim and Diamonds is raising money for this year.
Yeah, this year our fund designation for Denim and Diamonds is for the development of a simulated apartment suite within our inpatient rehabilitation unit. So this apartment suite is going to give patients who are in our rehab unit the opportunity to practice some of those independent living skills that they really need to focus on before they get discharged home.
There you go. Good stuff. Well, exciting. Denim and Diamonds, lots of activities continue this month before we get to the actual Denim and Diamonds event. And one of those is now an old-fashioned dance-a-thon at the Bourbon Cowboy coming up Saturday, July 31st. For more information or to register online, bourboncowboybar.com. And if you need some information about Denim and Diamonds, newmanrh.org/DD. Correct, Mackenzie?
That is correct. Yes, you nailed it. And I do want to just remind people that ticket sales are live for Denim and Diamonds. That event is taking place August 6th, and it's taking place at ESU's Memorial Union Webb Hall. And you can follow that URL that Scott just gave, and it'll take you right where you need to go to purchase tickets for that. So we're excited, and I think it's going to be our best one yet.
Good stuff. Mackenzie, thanks for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, Mackenzie Sinelli with Newman Regional Health, the big dance-a-thon coming up end of July, July 31st at the Bourbon Cowboy, a fundraiser for the 12th Annual Denim and Diamonds. 754 KBOE AM.